Well, as jovial as that song is, we're going to have to save the happiness until 3 o'clock. We are going to talk Tiger baseball. I've compiled some data. Another win last night as they play another. I mean, the Angels are wretched. You're doing exactly what you need to do, but there's a question. At what point does it qualify as a pennant chase? And I have data. And data is without feelings. Data doesn't have a rooting interest. Data is data.
Are you going to take the fun out of this?
I'm not taking the fun out of nothing. I'm going to provide the data, and I'm going to walk out.
You're going to be a problem.
You're damn right. You've been here pre-show. I've already been a problem. Especially for specific people at this company. So, listen.
You know it's bad. Jimmy's like, good luck.
You know it's bad when Jimmy agrees with me. So let's just get to business, shall we? Hey, let me let you in on the pod meeting I had earlier.
Let's just move forward.
So we're going to get to the Tigers at 3. And we are going to talk a little college football, not Stallion stuff, real football momentarily. But I want to start out the show with just a moment of silence for me and David. Because as you guys embark on a much-deserved season of hope, excitement, possible elation as Lions fans, even Rico, starting the year, it's been a little rocky for the Niners as an offseason, but they'll be good. They're going to be worth Rico's time. Rico brings over the lady who rubs his feet, and he's in his Barca lounge. You're watching the Niners, the late kick. He's going to have a good time. But see, me and David are different. David and I are football homeless. In fact, David and I take turns holding the sign on the corner of Woodward saying, we'll work for yogurt. So here's the deal. Today, David, I'm so sorry, buddy. David, I'm so sorry. Because Mike Tomlin named Russell Wilson as your starter. And you have Russ. And I have Dan, not Lieutenant Dan, although it's often the same thing. I have Dan Jones.
You ain't got little legs, Lieutenant Dan.
You got new legs. I am hopeless. David is hopeless. David, you know what we are? We are locked out of the playground. Rico and Kenny are on the courts. They got next. We're locked out. We open a football season. Do you have any
hope?
It's
over. I have no hope, Mike.
I don't have any hope.
In fact, we were both on the same freeway, and I laughed at you as you were on the side of the road, and then later on you have to come up to me and say, you need help now? Because I need help now. It's over. There is no season. There is no joy. There is no hope. It's done.
We are.
Am I allowed to say anything?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. David. I have nothing to live for.
Okay, David, you knew this was going to happen. I told you. Russ is going to get the starting job. They need Russ to screw up so they can say, okay, we gave you a chance. And now we're going to move on.
David, pass the stroller with the fake baby doll that you're passing off as a real baby for fake gas money.
Mike,
I'll hold the baby.
Mike, I don't know what to tell you.
We are. Dave.
I'd rather have Daniel Jones. What? You want to make a trade?
Mike, you got Kayvon Thibodeau.
Did you play quarterback?
You got Burns.
I'm trying to help you.
It's okay. But I just know that David and I have arrived at the same point.
Yes.
By the way, how bad is Justin Fields?
See, here's the thing. Justin Fields isn't that bad.
Really?
It's Saturday that told me everything. When they took Russ out after the first series and said, you've done enough, that told me, oh, my gosh, he's the starting quarterback for my team.
David, think bigger picture. Russ, it's your job. They're trusting. You're going to screw this up, and then we can hand it over. But we got to give you a chance, or else it's going to look like we just took advantage of you. When they went out and got a second quarterback, David, that told me everything they knew, how they felt about Russell. Okay, because most teams, when they get the quarterback, they don't go out and get another one.
Then don't name him the starter. Give me hope. Give me joy.
Your hope is he's just a place setter. He's just there. Who are you playing in the first game?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You got that. You'll
win. If Russell Wilson is your quarterback, it simply does not matter. If Dan Jones is your quarterback, it once again doesn't matter.
I don't. I like to think sometimes, Mike, you just over-exaggerate things. And sometimes you just, you play it up. I got no words for you and your team. I have no idea what they're trying. I've tried to find a silver lining for the last 6 months.
Do you know what this is? David and I are sitting on a homemade raft, and we are watching. It's the scene in Castaway where Tom Hanks finally realizes, I will not catch up to Wilson. The moment of hopelessness has set in, and hope is Wilson the volleyball. That hope is out to sea for David and I. Think about this. We have Dan Jones and Russ Wilson.
But his raft is made of sticks. Yours is made of tissue paper. Like,
either way, they're sinking.
No, sticks will float. Tissue paper will not.
Listen. Factually, I mean, Tom Hanks made his raft out of sticks he and did. VHS tape.
He did.
It's Rico says I'm on the Charmin Express. All you see are the bubbles. I'm dead.
I'd rather have Daniel Jones. I tell you, I would rather have
you
him.
Would not.
Yeah.
There is no scenario you'd rather have Dan Jones. Don't say that.
David.
I would.
You would.
I would. David. It's Hold Russell on. Wilson.
David, you know what? You'd rather have Hendon Hooker. How about that? You don't want Daniel Jones. I don't know what your team is doing. I've tried to find, and I can't. I don't know.
Well, David, I just wanted to take one segment to celebrate our hopelessness. Oh, hold on. It's your turn to hold the sign.
Yeah, so how does it feel like, guys?
We'll work for canned goods.
How does it feel, Kenny and Rico, to have a team with, you know, hopes and dreams?
How about
and,
Kenny? He's got two of them.
Yes,
Georgia
he does.
And the Lions.
Oh, man. Super Bowl and national title.
Bandwagon. Watching you guys argue between.
Oh, my God. And the Steelers just lost their starting guard. Apparent pectoral injury. He might be out for the year. We have nobody to protect the awful quarterback.
David, in a lot of ways, take it from a Michigan State fan. It's easier this way. You enter hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
Anything above that becomes a treat.
Oh. Has his raft just become downgraded to the tissue paper? I think it might have been.
You know what? The VHS tapes just broke away.
No, the porta potty sail just flew into the ocean.
The sticks are separating.
David. The only thing we have left, mutually, is we have to get aboard the SS Lions. The Lions are the cargo ship floating by in the distance when Hanks wakes up from the nap. You and I were sharing that raft. And we wake up starving, dehydrated, borderline delusional from the pain. And here comes Brad Holmes' shipping crate ship. It's all we got, man. Because you know we can't go to the dark side with this guy.
Why?
Oh, I hate the Niners. Please.
I mean, here's the thing. I think David's on the raft. I think you're Wilson.
I'm dead. Yeah.
I think you're Wilson. We're never going to see you again.
My self-portrait in blood floating away to Bali. I knew I was hopeless, but I still reserved like a modicum of hope for David. That like maybe in this cosmic dream, Fields would get the gig and he would recapture that guy from 2 years ago.
I still feel that way. I do, David. I really do. I know you can't see it right now.
I'm over here
angry.
With an ice skate in my mouth trying to blow out a tooth. I quit. This is terrible.
The only news I got for you, Mike, is that every year there's a new NFC East champion. And maybe it's you.
Here, cheer me up.
Maybe this year is the Giants' year.
What game is the Giants' last game of the season? Let me mark that in my calendar. My poor father. All right, let's get to business. Because while David and I are hopeless professionally in the NFL, we have spent so much time, rightfully so, talking about Michigan. We've spent no time talking Michigan State. I want to ask a question. And how you guys choose to answer is your prerogative. But we're going to do it next. We'll see if we can just have fun for one segment. We'll get into the Tigers at 3. I'm going to take a hand grenade of data and just roll it into the room and shut the door, and I'll walk out. What you guys choose to do with it is your business.